Let's turn to John chapter 2. John chapter 2. Let us read together. John chapter 2. 7, 8, 9. Those three verses. I want us to read it again. Okay. John chapter 2. Verse 7, 8, and 9. Are you ready? All right. Go. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it to him. Though the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. Let's read the 10 to 11. And said to him, "Every man good wine first, and when they drunk freely, worse, you have kept the good wine until now. This beginning of signs Jesus performed in Cana of Galilee, and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed into him." Amen.
Amen.
This is the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Can we read verse 5 one more time? Let's read verse 5. Whatever he says to you,
do.
One more time. Whatever he says to you,
do.
One more time. Whatever he says to you,
do.
Talk to somebody. Whatever he says to you,
do.
Tell somebody else. Whatever he tells you to do,
do.
Whatever he says to you,
do.
Whatever he says to you,
do.
Amen. Hallelujah. When we do what he says, there's a power. When you do what he says, there's a miracle. I want you to be a man of miracle believing man, miracle believing woman. Do you believe in miracle? Jesus is full of miracles.
Amen.
Even today, Jesus does miracles in the life of believers.
Amen.
And if we are his children, then we will see many miracles.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The book of John, the whole book of John, chapter 1 to 21, the theme is life and building. Life and building. Okay? The purpose of life is building. The purpose of God's saving you, delivering you from Egypt, from sin, from world, from Satan, is to build the church.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Why we do not go to heaven when we believe in Jesus Christ? Because there's things to do. There's things to do on earth. And that is to build the body of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers, Would you mind if you lift up your head and let's have eye contact? Amen.
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 This is time to soak into, feed on the Word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So you may be feeling weak, or you are so overwhelmed with many problems in life in Korea, but I pray that this Word of God will overpower you.
Amen.
And that all the problems will go away.
Amen.
That you will live in your spirit.
Amen.
Not in your soul. Amen. Not in the emotional turmoil. Not in the worries and anxieties. But you will live in your spirit.
Amen.
Because that's where Christ is.
Amen.
That's where the resurrection power is.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Learn to open your mouth and say, Amen.
Amen.
Say, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because amen means amen.
Let it go. Let it be.
Yeah. Amen means amen. That's the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Revelation
amen.
Chapter 2. Amen. And the amen, the faithful, is the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you are actually building the church when the word of God is proclaimed, you receive and you say amen. Actually, you are building a church.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If we keep our mouth shut and be silent, then how can we build a church? We need to build a church with words of Christ, with words of prophecy, with words of thanksgiving, with words of encouragement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So, I want to talk about three things here. How to experience a miracle, turning water into wine. In the Bible, there are two different meanings of water. In the Genesis chapter 1, the water was hovering, right? That water was that signifies death. And here also, this water signifies death. But the water came out from Jesus on the side when he was on when he was hung on the cross, right? Roman soldier pierced his the side of Jesus, and the blood and water came out, right? That water is life. And also, we see in Genesis chapter 2 and Revelation 21, there is the tree of life and river flows, right? That river, water, is life. John chapter 7 also talks about water as life. Because Jesus says, anyone is thirsty, come to me and drink. I'm the living water.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But this water here in John chapter 2 is not talking about life. It's talking about death. Whenever the Bible talks about the sea, it talks about the death. So here we talk about death here, right? Jesus turning death into wine means life in this case. So how to turn, we need to understand how he turned the water into life, or water into wine. Now, you may be in a situation, your situation, right? Maybe not many people understand what you're going through. Your job, problem with your job and your health, or I don't know. There are many things, right? Maybe not many people understand you. But people in this room, people in this meeting hall, I believe they understand you. I believe they want to understand you. I also understand you. As being a foreigner in U.S. for 24 years, I know exactly what it means not to speak their language. For you, you don't speak Korean. You have visa issue and also all these different difficulties. But but I want to tell you something. Okay, in our life, we touch death. Okay, and that death can come to you through different kinds of people, the people that you encounter, through their words, okay, even through their kindness. But that kindness is not coming from the Lord, but it's coming from their natural gift that will also kill you. So through media, through cell phones, and through many other contexts, we face so much death in our life. Maybe some of you are in the shadow of death. Maybe some of you are feeling death, meaning that when we praise the Lord, when we call on His name, when we come to Jesus, we're not excited. Maybe you're feeling frustrated or gloomy or whatever that situation is. I pray that through this message, that God will turn death into life today.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And it's all up to you. It's not up to God. Don't blame God. It's up to you. God is ready and more than ready to come upon you today, right now, through His word. And if you say amen to this,
amen,
then you are going to be healed. You're going
amen
to be stirred up, and you're going to be rise. You're going to rise up.
Amen.
As a light. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 60 says, arise and shine, for the light of God has come upon you.
Amen.
Amen. If you believe it and you take it and you say amen and amen. You rise up and say hallelujah, amen. Then your life will be changed. Amen.
Amen.
We don't live by what we see. We don't live by what we feel. We live by faith.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We live by faith. Encourage you, brother. We live by faith. Tell somebody. Tell somebody.
We live by faith.
Amen.
Not by what we see.
Amen.
Hallelujah. All right. So, here we go now. Here we go. I'm going to now share the message, all right? Okay. How to experience a miracle. Number one. Number one. Verse 7. It says, Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water. That water pot, how many water pots there? Remember? How many water pots?
Six.
That number six signifies men. On the sixth day, God created men, right? Number six in the Bible signifies men. So those are six water jars, right? Six water jars, and then Jesus told them to fill them up. That water jar signifies men. Fill them up to the brim. That's important. You have to understand. This is very important. In order to experience God's miracle, listen. We need to fill the water in the jars up to the brim. Up to the brim. Up to the brim means up to the top.
Yeah.
Up to the top. What does this mean? The water is not life in this case. Hello? The water in this water jars is not talking about life. It's not a living water. But the water in this jar is what? It's dead, right? It's dead, isn't it? But Jesus is telling the servant, fill these jars, water jars, to the brim, to the top.
Yes.
What does this mean? It's something to think about, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So when you read the Bible, you have to read slowly and then ask the Lord as you read, oh Lord, what does it mean? You are filling the jars with water, and that water signifies death, so meaning that you are filling this jar with death? That's what he's doing here, isn't it?
Yeah.
To tell us, to realize, listen, to realize that our flesh is full of death up to the brim.
Yeah.
Up to the brim. The death is up to the brim in the flesh. We have to realize that we are totally and completely corrupted in the flesh. Unless we see this, it's not easy to come to God with hunger, with hungry heart. Unless you see yourself how corrupted, how wicked your flesh is, you will not have hunger and thirsty heart to come to the Lord. You will not see the need of the cross. You will not appreciate much of the blood of Jesus. Apostle Paul, I believe, he recognized and he experienced so much grace of God because he realized how wretched sinner he was. And that's why he confessed, right? I'm the worst sinner of sinners. Right? I'm the wretched sinner. I pray that today God's divine light will shine upon you.
Amen.
That you will see how hopeless and helpless, how fragile, how wicked, how stiff-necked, and how small-minded, huh? How corrupted body, the flesh we have. Apostle Paul confessed this. Romans 7:17, he said, as it is no longer I myself who do it, right? But it is sin living in me, living in the flesh. I know that nothing good lives in me. Apostle Paul says, nothing good lives in me. Can you say that? Nothing good lives in me. Can you say that? Everything Jesus has to do with everything that is good. Nothing good lives in me. It has to do with my flesh.
Amen.
Oh, we have to see this. The true image of ourselves. And that is in my sinful nature. So he's talking about sinful nature, his flesh. For I have the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. The apostle Paul said, I want to do good things for God. But then I end up keep on doing the things that is not good for the Lord. Oh, wow. Can you identify yourself with this? No? You said, that's not me. I'm holy. I'm good. I'm good all the time. I don't know about you, but I can 100% identify up with Apostle Paul. And it says in verse 24, he says, what a wretched man I am. What a wretched man I am. Who will rescue me from this body of death? Who will rescue me? Only Jesus can rescue us.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So Jeremiah 17:9 says, the heart is deceitful above all things and beyond cure. Who can understand it? Your heart, my heart, is deceitful above all things. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. For all have fall short, sin. Oh, we have to understand how our body, our flesh, have corrupted. And it's 100%. My friend, can you look at me, please? My flesh and your flesh is 100% corrupted. We cannot rely and trust our flesh even 1%. There's nothing good lives in us, lives in our flesh. Do you agree with this? Oh, praise God. Praise God that there's nothing good living in the flesh. You know why? Because as soon as Adam and Eve, when they committed sin, when they ate the fruit of the knowledge of good and evil, that was Satan, the life of Satan has entered into the body, into Adam, right? And his body was corrupted and became flesh. Body became flesh. Oh, Lord Jesus. But here's what's a wonderful thing. See, we are full of death. And there's no hope in us. Someone else has to come to rescue us from this hopeless and helpless, this flesh. So there is no other way. We cannot work or go to a mountain and pray 24 hours, the fasting, to get rid of this flesh. No. There's only one way to get rid of this flesh, get rid of this death, and that is to crucify it. Crucify the flesh. And you and I, we're not actually able to crucify our flesh. There is no meaning of crucifying our flesh by ourselves. It's not going to help us. But someone who has no sin, someone who knows no sin, righteous and holy man, his name is Jesus Christ, and he crucified his flesh for ourselves. So as soon as you believe in Jesus Christ, as soon as you call on his name, you and I are included in the flesh that was crucified, and our flesh has been crucified in Christ. So in your spirit, your flesh has been crucified.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So Christ is our hope. He's our only hope.
Amen.
Oh, God is in the business of changing death into life. He's professional at it. Jesus Christ is a professional. His professional job is to change death into life. There is, for example, let's look at some of the heroes in the Bible, like Abraham. We all know that Abraham is a hero, right? Hero in the Bible. But he was not Abraham, but God is the one who made Abraham to Abraham. Before he was Abraham, he was a father of a household. But God made Abraham to Abraham, a father of all nations, right? See, even Abraham, after becoming Abraham, he lied, he cheated. Remember, he lied to the king, right? the Egypt king, that his wife is not his wife. He was afraid of death. How about Moses? Moses is a hero in the Bible, isn't it? Right? But he was a murderer. He was a murderer. He killed an Egyptian. How about David? Is he a hero in the Bible? Is he a hero in the Bible, right? But you know what? He was a murderer too. Not only murderer, he was a fornicator. He committed fornication. How about Peter? He made many mistakes when you read the Bible. So many mistakes. How about Saul before he became Paul? He was a persecutor. God is in the business of turning death into life.
Amen.
God used all these servants of God in the Bible. They were murderer, they were fornicator, they were liar, and they were cheater. But God used all these men and turned them into life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is why we say God is greater.
Amen.
Our God is greater.
Amen.
This is why we say Jesus, you're an awesome God.
Amen.
Because you can turn death into life.
Amen.
There's no death that where he cannot change.
Amen.
All kinds of death, when it comes to the hands of God, he will change into wine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All we need to do is to commit ourselves and say, Jesus, I'm on your hand. Change me. Transform me into life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. You can be the light where you're working. I believe you can do it.
Amen.
The people of the world, people in the world are waiting for the true light. If you be the light in where you're working, your factory, God will be glorified.
Amen.
God's glory will be upon you. Amen.
Amen.
And people will see God's glory. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, I pray that God will fill you with life today.
Amen.
God will change the water that signifies death, whatever death that you have in you. Maybe death of lying, death of fear, you know, or the death of what? I don't know. any unworthy, unclean things of the world that you have in you, in your mind, I pray that you will be baptized in the Holy Spirit today.
Amen.
And that God will change you from death into wine.
Amen.
And you begin to shine, and you begin to shine that fragrance of Christ.
Amen.
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 You're working in the factory, and instead of complaining, oh, this is so hard, oh, 공장님, I hate you, oh, instead of doing this, you say, praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Oh God, give me more strength. Amen.
Amen.
Give me more wisdom.
Amen.
Give me more kindness.
Amen.
Christ-like attitude.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love the church like, you know, you sing.
Yes.
You sing and praise the Lord while you're working. And God's glory will be with you.
Amen.
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 All right, listen. So that's number one. We have to understand and realize that our flesh is totally corrupted. I don't... Look. There was only one person who is holy. His name is Jesus.
Amen.
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 Not pastors.
Yes.
We respect servant of God. Right?
Yes.
But one time I had a fellowship with a sister, and then she was boasting about her pastor. My pastor prays 7 hours a day. My pastor still drive a small little car. He's very humble. My pastor doing this and doing that. And I said, in Korean, we call it totori kijegi. Let me try to explain in English. You know totori? What's the totori in English?
Acorn.
Huh? Acorn? Acorn?
Acorn.
You know acorn?
Acorn.
Acorn, right? Acorn. Acorn. You know acorn? Yes or no?
Yeah.
That small little thing, acorn, from that falls from tree.
Yeah.
You know acorn. If you don't know, just believe me. How do I witness? Acorn, right? That little thing that falls from a tree. And then they all look like the same size, very similar size. One is very, maybe slightly taller, slightly not taller. You know what I'm saying? So you're measuring all these pastors, praying the pastors like this. Oh, my pastor is this, my pastor is that. He's a great preacher, he's anointed, blah, blah, blah. And I say, you are measuring all those acorns together. Who is a little higher? Who is a little... When God looks at them, they're all the same. Because we all have the flesh. Hello. Let's not praise and lift up the pastors. Let's praise and lift up Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. There's only one person we can trust, and his name is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lord Jesus. So the second thing we have to do is verse 8. Let's read verse 8. Okay, ready? Begin. And he said to them, draw out some
now and take it to the master of the feast. And they took it to him.
Now, what do you get? Do you get message from this verse? The first thing we have to realize, our flesh is totally corrupted. We are full of death up to the brim, right? We have to acknowledge this. So that's why every moment, every time we have to call on his name. Because we know that without Jesus, we are full of death to the brim. Alright? And the second message is, God, Jesus said, draw, and he said to them, right, the servant, draw some out what? Draw some out what?
Now.
Now, and take it to the master. Draw some out now. That word now signifies what? Timing, is it? Timing is very, very important in our life. If you lose this timing, you will be maybe wandering around for 10 years. Maybe if you lose another chance, another moment that God has given to you, if you miss it, you'll go around for 40 years. And you will end up wasting all your time. And then when you're old and aged and then weak, you come to the Lord. You come to the Lord. I'm ready now, Lord. 기분 그렇게 하면 안 되겠지. 이거 now I realize I'm ready, Lord. That's too late. When you're young ones, you need to dedicate your life now, not later. Oh Lord Jesus.
Amen.
If the servants did not obey Jesus on that spot, on that time, what would happen? If the servant said, Lord, I will do that 5 minutes after, okay? I got emergency thing to do. Let me go, come back. Or let me do it after 1 hour. What would happen if they did not obey now, that in that moment? There's a miracle when you obey God.
Amen.
There's grace and there's blessings when you obey God.
Amen.
But delay obedience is not an obedience. I say that again. A delayed obedience is not an obedience. You don't obey according to your time. You obey according to God's time. Hallelujah. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Oh, brothers and sisters, you need to listen to him.
Yes.
You need to listen to his voice. That's still small voice. When you hear it, you need to obey instantaneously, right away. When Jesus asked Peter, come follow me, I'll make you the fishers of men. He did not say, let me think about it, Jesus. No, he didn't do that. Right now, right there, right on that spot, he threw away and he followed Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord Jesus, we want to obey you.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
We want to obey you. Yeah. What is God telling you now? If you're a born again Christian, in your spirit, God is telling you something. My young brothers and sisters, do not waste your time. Jesus is coming soon and is real. I pray that you will be faithful and you'll be the bride who is ready to be rapture when he comes on the air.
Amen.
And we will go through 7 years of wedding feast.
Amen.
If not, you will be a failed Christian, failed believer, and you will stay on the ground, earth, go through the tribulation. And not only that, after that, there's 1,000 years of training as well. Give your life to Jesus.
Amen.
Because he's ready to turn water into wine.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 I'm not asking you to be a pastor. I'm asking you to be a believer in your working place.
Amen.
I'm asking you to be a believer at home.
Amen.
You need to be same at home and church.
Amen.
You need to be same at church and at, on the street.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you're different, something's wrong, right? That's what I'm talking about. Commit your life, your entire life, your whole life, every day life, every hours, every second, every minute, give it to the Lord.
Amen.
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 Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
1 Samuel 15:22 says, obey is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Amen.
Everybody say, obey is better than sacrifice.
Obey is better than sacrifice.
Come on, one more time. Obey is better than sacrifice.
Obey is better than sacrifice.
Tell your sister, brother, obey is better than sacrifice. Amen.
Obey
is better than sacrifice. Amen. Obey is better.
Obey
is much better. Obey is better.
Amen.
Far better.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
And obey now, not later. Whenever he speaks to you, you listen and you obey right there.
Amen.
Then you will experience miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, miracle is on the way.
Amen.
Miracle is on the way.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Obey the word of God.
Amen.
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 Okay, the last thing is what, verse 9. And when the master of the feast, what? Let's read that verse 9. Ready? And when the master of the feast tasted the water which had become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom. So here the master of the feast, here he tasted, right? He tasted. So the third thing I want to point out is, brothers and sisters, we are here to taste the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, we are here to taste the goodness of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are not here to come to just watch, just to be a spectator. No.
Amen.
We are here to participate in the glory of God.
Amen.
We are here to prophesize.
Amen.
Speak Christ.
Amen.
We are here to magnify Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are here to sing and singing together, summing together.
Amen.
Praying together.
Amen.
We are here to buddy, right? You know, we are here to encourage my brother.
Amen.
Encourage my sister.
Amen.
Because we are brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen.
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 We teach abundant Christ when we work together,
amen,
when we pray together, when we sing together,
amen,
when we sing together,
amen,
when we speak one another together.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though you're tired, come ready to come to church on Sunday. Readiness. Open your spirit, your heart,
amen,
your mouth, and say, Jesus, Lord Jesus, I want you. I want you.
Amen.
All of us, we want to experience you in an abundant way.
Amen.
And that will happen when you open your heart and start calling on his name.
Amen.
Start praying together. Start worship together.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Amen. Listen, my sisters, brothers, this is my prayer. My prayer is that this place, this worship place, this meeting hall be filled God's glory and presence.
Amen.
Yesterday in the seminary, we talked about John chapter 2, right? I'm sorry, that was a John chapter 2. It was Exodus now. Oh, we are same. We are John chapter 2 here in the seminary, Exodus. After Genesis, Exodus. So, you know, the whole book of Exodus is talking about tabernacle. And tabernacle is very small. Very small. It's about this size here, probably. It's about this size. Did you know that? for 2 million people, it's very small, isn't it? But very small and very not fancy, not fancy at all. But inside there's a glory of God.
Amen.
Oh Lord Jesus, Amen. Our church is not fancy out, looking outside, isn't it?
Yes.
Not fancy at all. Where is all front? Oh, there. And when you walk in the stairs, there's a smell from bathroom and all this, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. But there's a glory of God.
Amen.
And we want that. You know what I'm talking about, right? We want the glory of God
Amen.
In this place. Do you want it?
Yes.
Do you want it?
Yes.
Then you know what? It's not dependent on one person. That does not depend on the pastor. No. It depends on each members. Hallelujah. Because we're a body of Christ. We all come on Sunday, have the desire to magnify the Lord together. Desire to call on His name. Amen? Because Christ is in you, and you share your portion of Christ, and that will become enlarged Christ. Hallelujah. Monday through Saturday, you walk with God like Enoch, and you experience Christ, and on Sunday you come to share and prophesy. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That will make the richness of Christ in this place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh Lord Jesus,
Amen.
Let us taste the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Can we pray?
Yeah.
Let's pray. You can pray with your eyes open. There's no word in the Bible that says pray with closed eyes. No. It doesn't matter. But open your spirit, huh? Just pray now. Let's pray a few minutes and say, Lord, search my heart and reveal the death in me. Maybe the prayer is death in you. Maybe serving is death in you. Maybe heart for the lost people, evangelism, the spirit of mission is dead in you. Maybe the heart, thirsty heart to seek the Lord, to read the Bible, to meditate and to eat the word of God, that hungerness for the Bible is dead in you. Well, if it's dead, means it has been exchanged. You have exchanged Christ with something else. And you know what? Let Christ enter into you right now. Let Christ enter into you right now and remove all the death. Remove all the death and bring life again. Hallelujah. Let Jesus change water into wine.